This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR Radio presents The Andy Parsons Show. Call now on 0330 223 0200. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. The Andy Parsons Show.
Exciting, obviously. You know, you probably missed the start of that. I got so excited going, it's live. And I didn't even have my microphone up. That's how live it is. I was just there. You probably just heard me coming in like that, very excitedly. So you probably heard somebody giggling at the other end there. That's my producer who was frantically going, put your microphone up. But I only just played my sting. I was excited with how the sting had gone. It seemed to have gone very well.
That went really well, that bit.
Yeah, that was good. I can always fade your mic out, you see. I can always just fade you down.
So, that's what most presenters say.
Yeah, that's it. So we're here for 3 hours. We jam-packed show. Jam-packed show, as every week. We're going to fill it with 3 hours, aren't we?
Yep.
Absolutely no bother at all. How has your week been?
Oh, it's been all right, actually. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
You're all excited, aren't you, because you're off to the Edinburgh Festival?
I am really excited. Yeah. I'm going to need your top tips on surviving it, though, because I've never been before.
Well, that's it. You're only going for 2 weeks. That's cheating. 4 weeks you're supposed to go for, and then you're hanging on by your fingernails.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
How's your week, Andy?
Yeah, well, I was down in Dorset, and we did get the thunderstorms. We did get rained on, but we still managed to do the three-legged race. You know, a few hospitals were visited from the very... We ended it. It was downhill finish. Mistake in the rain.
Were you chasing a cheese?
No, there's no cheeses involved. But
Dairy Lee.
Yeah, but there was... we did have rolling down the hill competitions. And
right.
A very drunk middle-aged lady was found in a gorse bush giggling away. But I won't shop any more on that. Let's crack on with this week's show. We've got, you know, lots coming up. We've got Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey Bloom is coming up to discuss the death penalty.
Good Godfrey.
Yes. We'll know, we'll find out what he's been doing ever since he left UKIP. Maybe he's had a bit of time on his hands. Maybe he's, you know, been at home thinking, oh, I can do a few domestic chores on my own. Maybe clean behind the fridge, that sort of thing.
I don't think that he considers that his work.
No, but I mean, if you've got that much time, maybe go to Africa and try and find out where Bongo Bongo is. All of those things are possibilities. He'll be up to discuss the death penalty. Yeah, he's a fan of the death penalty. You may have seen that there was a botched execution over the last few days in America. 2 hours. It took they went for a stay of execution after 70 minutes. 70 minutes
wow.
They were looking for a stay of execution. But you're thinking after you've had a lethal dose, whether you really want to, your lawyer's fighting for you on your behalf at that point, given whatever state you might be in. But we'll be discussing all that with Godfrey Bloom. So that'll be the lighter stuff before we move on to Gaza.
Light and shade.
And Ukraine. But yeah, we'll also be discussing drugs. Obviously, there have been some high-profile... drugs deaths, and we'll be looking into that with an anti-drugs campaigner, Chip Summers. There's a name for you, Chip Summers. So, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about the name as well. And we'll also be talking about getting... I've only just seen that. Chip Summers, it's made me laugh. But so, given that we'll be talking anti-drugs, we'll see whether that fits in. But yes, the jealousy angle of some psychologist will be in. Gemma Joel will be giving her expert opinion. Apparently, jealousy, dogs can be jealous, apparently, and we'll find out more, you know, about jealousy, about maybe me being jealous of Amanda going up to Edinburgh, me being, you know, jealous of lots of things. Maybe you outside on holiday. Who knows? Who knows what I could be jealous of? I'm just talking to myself now because my producer's just shot off. So I can say absolutely anything I like. So here goes. I'm going to tell you what's coming up for the rest of the show. It appears my producer's just gone to get a cup of coffee in one of the hottest days this country's ever seen. Thought, well, maybe I'm not sweating quite enough in this studio. I'll go and get myself a hot cup of coffee.
Lovely.
So perfect work. We're also going to have in the studio, we're going to be talking about Chilisa and the fact that her trial collapsed. We've got entertainment journalist Nick Wallace in the studio. And Helena Watts, we had her last week. She was on last week. She was great.
Yeah, she's really good.
So she reads all the celebrity gossip, so we don't have to. And she'll tell us exactly what's been going on. And then in the third section, sport. Sport. This is no research for me. This is just pleasure. But I didn't actually watch the ceremony last night. The John Barrowman's alternative Glasgow kiss. And Tunnock's tea cakes. You'll be able to have some of those when you go up to Edinburgh. Dancing Tunnock's tea cakes. Depending on how many drugs you've had. Did you not see the opening ceremony?
No.
They're dancing Tunnock's tea cakes. Lovely. Oh, I do like a Tunnock's tea cake.
What is the Tunnock's tea cake?
Sort of marshmallow with chocolatey and biscuit.
No, that's not just exclusive to Scotland,
yeah,
though.
But Tunnock's is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I might take my own.
Yeah.
See how well that goes down.
Oh, it's like Coles to Newcastle. Tunnock's cakes to Scotland. So all that is going to be on. We've got David Nicholson, sports journalist David Nicholson, to discuss that. Maybe Tour de France, maybe cricket, maybe the football transfer market. Who knows what we'll talk with him.
So much.
Oh, yeah. And then, obviously, kicking us off, we've got the light-hearted topics, Ukraine, Gaza, but slightly more light-hearted, Nick Griffin leaving the BNP, having been declared bankrupt. So we look forward on dwelling on that particular failure. And we obviously want to hear from you as well. You got the ident giving you the little trail. We'll just give you the numbers again. I think the telephone number is still available, although there are others. And you can also get in contact on Twitter on Mr. Andy Parsons. But let's have a little play of this one again.
FUBAR Radio presents The Andy Parsons Show. Call now on 0330 223 0200. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. The Andy Parsons Show.
There we go. That's all or some of the numbers.
There were some numbers.
Yeah, there were some numbers. There was. I've actually lost my bit of paper.
It's here.
Oh, you do it.
All right, then. You could ring that one, but I would recommend you ring 020-3397-1683.
Okay, fair enough. And we had this problem last week. So basically what you're saying is we haven't redone the trails since we actually sort of criticised them on air last week.
Well, I'm led to believe that other number will still work.
Yes.
But I'm recommending that everybody uses the new shiny one because it's cheaper.
Yeah, and you can get there from abroad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, in Bongo Bongo Land.
Yes, yes.
Which is where Godfrey probably has a second home, then you can ring 020-3397.
Your head's already in Edinburgh, I get the feeling, isn't it? You're already emotionally there. You just want to be up, and you're going to be up.
Do you think it'll be cooler there?
In terms of weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, be pissing it down. It's Scotland. It's,
you know. I've had a look at the weather forecast and it looks all right.
Yeah, no, you'll be going up and down hills, sodden through. Because obviously, you're closer, aren't you? So you're closer to the North Pole, so you actually get longer evenings. But it means you can just see more clouds for longer, usually, is my experience over many years before we get irate Scottish callers going, what are you saying? It was beautiful last night for the Commonwealth Games. They got lucky. They got lucky would be my
assessment. Did you see the... there was some controversy over the uniform of the Scottish team.
Yes.
It's pretty hideous.
Yeah, no, there was...
pretty nasty. I don't know what...
A shade of blue and a shade of beige from what I could see.
Sort of pinky, flowery shirt ensembles with rather garish tartan.
Yeah.
Kind of all, but in a really quite hideous, unflattering style
and
as well.
And then we had Alex Salmond saying there was going to be politics free before saying that under an independent Scotland, of course, events like this would flourish. So he lasted about 30 seconds without making some political statement. So we'll be talking all that with David Nicholson. We'll also be finding out whether Amanda is any good at sport. According to the BBC website, you can actually test which your sport would you be most appropriate for. I did it, and it was slightly embarrassing. The three sports that came back, I've never played in my life. So, you know, there I was thinking that I was all right at certain racket sports, and as it is, I haven't done the ones I should have done.
Are you going to reveal it now, or are you going to let us sweat this one out?
Oh, of course, with you and your cup of coffee, you can sweat this one for 2 hours. So, what we want you to do, get in touch this first hour in the news this week, as well as all these other things we've been talking about. There has been a man in Seattle, I believe, who saw a spider in his house. And he thought, well, he didn't want that spider. He wanted to kill that spider. But rather than getting maybe a newspaper and hitting it, he happened to have to hand some spray paint and a lighter. So he decided to spray the paint and set fire to the end of the spray can, thus trying to kill the spider. In the end, he set fire to his own home. The police were called, $35,000 worth of damage. And you think it was a stupid idea to begin with, even more stupid when you find out it was in his own laundry room, right? Not only do you not want to be using spray paint in your laundry room, but you've got a lot of dry things, you're guessing, aren't you? Kicking around, you know, stuff there. So things that have been aired, and there it was, all going up in a puff of...